Hannah Simmons is kindly with us. Ngā Kurai Wī Minecraft competition took place earlier this week in Rotorua. Thanks for joining us, Hannah. Kia ora, tēnā.
Kia ora, morena, Dale.
Hannah's been teaching in this space for ages, long time. Minecraft is so popular globally, and it does have some educational aspects to it. It's not all fun and games, is it? Why Minecraft, and what did you make of all our tamariki and rangatahi who got involved, Hannah?
Yeah, well, we wanted to make sure that our rangatahi, tamariki, Māori have an opportunity to participate in spaces where they can see their language and tikanga being valued and validated. And the hangarau matiko space, as we all know, is te ao, te rangatahi. And so we partnered with Digital Natives Academy to create an opportunity for them to showcase their skills, which isn't just sitting there playing a game, as I've learnt as a māma and a kaiako, but actually all of the multifaceted aspects of gaming that build capabilities within our tamariki to thrive in the future.
Yeah, sometimes we can be, older people, I suppose, can be a little critical of our kids being on their devices for too long. Well, that's a concern. What you're pointing to is that there are some lessons being learned here while they play, how to build, how to collaborate, where threats are, identifying issues and challenges, etc. There's quite a lot going on. They're not just idly passing time with their devices necessarily. Who won Minecraft competition in Rotorua? I hear that Ngā Tapuai did pretty well.
Yeah. Te Kura Māori o Ngā Tapuai came out on top on Tuesday. They had two teams there and both teams did really well. And our judges identified that their final builds reflected some of the core principles that we were looking for, including collaboration, teamwork, creativity, reflecting their own kōrero tuku iho in their final product. So, yeah, congratulations to Ngā Tapuai. The kids had an awesome time and they're really proud of their achievements. But, yeah, all of those different skills that we often take for granted are happening in those digital spaces. And so the opportunity for kids to really hone in on some of those aspects such as communication skills, collaboration, bringing in their own creativity into the space and being nurtured to do that from a te ao Māori perspective is really, really a great opportunity that we want to provide more of to more tamariki in our kura.
Oh, well, look, it's great that we are providing opportunities, especially for that whakawhiti kōrero that goes on as kids gather, don't they? And so I'm hoping that you witness them all as a strong reo Māori advocate, Hannah, that the reo was flowing, the katakata and the laughter and all the dynamics and of language usage came together on Tuesday down in Rotorua.
Yeah, totally, and that's something that we're really proud of and focus on strongly is all of these opportunities e rotu I te reo Māori. So the event on Tuesday was live streamed, commentated and hosted all e rotu I te reo Māori. And we want to create these te ao hurihuri contexts such as gaming, digital creativity within te reo Māori so that our tamariki are able to develop their daily contextual language through these opportunities so that they can see te reo exists in a whole range of contexts and they can see themselves accessing new language, kupuho, whakawhiti kōrero and all the different components of good communication I roto I tō rātou ake reo.
Tēnā koe. Hey, really good talking with you, Hannah. I'd like to have a more lengthy conversation about Orel and language revitalisation with you. Somebody who's proudly worked in that space for such a long time. And look, we can't do too much for our rangatahi, having these sorts of kaupapa really celebrate our language, but actually celebrate their world too. So big ups to you and those behind the scenes of the kaupapa in Rotorua earlier this week. Mauri ora, kia koe, te tuhine.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Hannah Simmons joining us.